This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Someone interesting, Howard J. Buffett. Sometimes when doing a report, the research leads me to new places of enlightenment. Such was the case with my recent report on Ukraine. If someone granted you $3 billion to accomplish something great in the world, what would you do? In 2006, legendary investor Warren Buffett posed this challenge to his son, Howard J. Buffett. Howard set out to help the most vulnerable people on Earth, nearly a billion individuals who lack basic food security. And Howard gave himself a deadline, 40 years to put the resources to work on this challenge. One of his 15 books authored, 40 Chances, takes a tough look at the struggle to fight domestic food scarcity and world hunger. The Howard Buffett Foundation has been adding inserts to Farm Journal magazines entitled Courage of a Nation, Promoting Farmerhood, a nonprofit helping small farmers in Ukraine. They placed expansive multi-page inserts in the magazine that caught my attention, triggering my curiosity. Howard has spent a lot of time in Ukraine focused on ag, food, and freedom issues. The foundation has reportedly spent over $500 million in aid projects in Ukraine since the start of the conflict, and is said to plan to spend another $300 million this year on humanitarian assistance. Here in the United States, Howard has been attempting to offset Russian propaganda with the truth on Ukraine, advocating continued U.S. support for their war effort against Putin. Buffett outlined his purpose in Ukraine. If people cannot feed themselves and they cannot feed their family and a government cannot feed people, it breeds conflict. When Ukraine fails in terms of their ability to produce ag products, the world becomes less safe. A lot of farmers are fighting on the front line and die on the front line with a huge impact on how you continue to function in your agricultural sector. This just isn't a war on civilians, this is a war on agriculture. There are landmines on hundreds of thousands of acres. More than $4 billion worth of commodities have been stolen. There's infrastructure damaged and 84,000 pieces of farm equipment have been destroyed, and it's not stopping, unquote. During USDA's recent Ag Outlook Forum, Ukraine's Minister of Agrarian Policy and Food said the country's cultivated areas had decreased by 25%. Farmers sacrifice their life doing their job, he says. There are areas farmers cannot cultivate as a result of the war. Our contact in Odessa, Victor Korboko, confirms that the attrition caused by the war will prevent many farmers from production this year. A considerable amount of land is polluted with explosives. Buffett says they spent about $30 million on demining in 2022, and it's going to go on for years. One creative Ukrainian farmer built his own remote-controlled demining machine from his tractor and armored plates from destroyed Russian military vehicles. Howard Buffett wrote in the Foundation annual letter, "The Foundation scaled up our support for humanitarian relief and investments in food security and conflict mitigation immediately after Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, deploying nearly half of our annual grant-making budget during the conflict's first year. Our grant-making includes direct food assistance and resources for internally displaced persons, refugees, and schools, donations of farm equipment and ag assistance for small-scale producers, procurement and donation of electricity generators and windows to restore critical infrastructure, support for prosthetics and medical care for civilians, conflict mitigation tools and services including demining equipment and support for demining operations, large-scale purchases of Ukrainian grain for developing nations where food insecurity has been exacerbated by the conflict, and support for investigation and documentation of war crimes and crimes against humanity," unquote. Here is a did you know. Did you know that before Germany and the United States declared war on each other in 1941, that over two dozen members of the U.S. Congress were allowing German propagandists in Berlin to use their congressional franking privileges to disseminate male propaganda to their constituents that originated from the Reich? Similar situation to Putin lovers in Congress, in my opinion. Also, why Russian disinformation that they are denazifying Ukraine is spread to the Corn Belt. Here's another did you know. Did you know that prior to Pearl Harbor, the Roosevelt administration coordinated with the British and Canada to seize all Japanese assets in response to Japan's invasion and occupation of French Indochina? The war followed. Biden has frozen $300 billion in Russian assets, but has yet to confiscate them. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.